But right now, it's time for a little bit of Grateful Dead, and then Penny Rich, Orange County Commissioner, joining us here now in the studio, Chair of the Board of County Commissioners, to catch us up on Orange County news. How are you?
I'm good, Aaron. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Awesome. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So you want to talk about economic development before
we
start?
Yeah, just
a little
bit. We had a
couple of items on the agenda.
Economic development. We are this summer has been economic development summer for Orange County, and we still have a couple of projects we talked about last time that have these very odd names, and the state gives them these very interesting names.
Mm-hmm.
Before they become reality, and that's because they're just working on incentives. We had about three
talking
of them.
About this, like, these are the fake names
fake
that
names.
They stick on reels to disguise the fact that it's Star Wars, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Yep.
So we got three of them going on, and
nice.
One of them you're going to probably hear about in the next week or two.
Cool.
It's in collaboration with Mebane again, so it's sort of like, rolling.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening. It's really, really exciting because, it's interesting. People think that we have not been doing enough in these economic development districts, right? Because they sit for years.
Mm-hmm.
We had to get infrastructure in, and it feels like nothing's happening. It's just not true. It just takes a really long time, as everything does in government, right?
This is one of these things where, like, nothing seems to be happening, and then, boom, you, like, drive by, and there's this building there.
Boom, yeah. And so there's going to be a number of buildings there, and it's really quite exciting. We're working on another project with Chapel Hill,
mm-hmm.
which is going to bring a good amount of workers downtown, hopefully liven up Franklin Street again, and... yeah, and so there's three out there right now that are pretty exciting.
Super
so.
Cool. We had Dwight Bassett, the Chapel Hill Economic Development Director, on last week, I think, if I remember right, or a month ago. I get my weeks confused in the summertime. It was fairly recently, but he was talking about downtown development and possible big projects in the works.
Yeah,
so, a lot of people are excited.
We're trying to partner with Chapel Hill on this, and I say partner because I'm hoping that it all works out.
Mm-hmm.
We're happy to help when we can. Same thing with North-South BRT. We're asked to write a letter to the FTA recently in support of that project, and so we already pledged some money to that, a couple of million or so to that project, and that's out of our transit tax dollars. And so now we're working on a letter to the FTA in support
mm-hmm.
of that project also. So
cool.
Yeah, so that's kind of things, it's not been a dull summer. Especially for me, because I'm sort of like in involved with everything that goes on, right? I get phone calls, I get emails. It's like, whoa, do I get to take a little break?
You just shut your phone off and go.
You think?
Yeah. That's when everything hits the fan. Right,
exactly.
Yeah. So speaking of not economic development, I guess, but development, there's going to be a groundbreaking at Cedar Ridge High School next
week.
Sure,
yeah. That project has been on the books for a really long time. And so that's part of the bond money that came in that everybody voted for, the majority of people in Orange County voted for. I shouldn't say everybody voted for. And so Cedar Ridge is having a groundbreaking and new addition to that school that's well needed. The county schools are growing in leaps and bounds, more so than the Chapel Hill Carrboro City School System. So that's actually shrinking, but the county schools are growing. And I don't see that stopping. I mean, we've got a lot of projects out in Hillsboro that are happening, Collins Ridge, and it's going to be 1,200 new homes. We got to put those kids in school. So, it's interesting. I think that the next school that's going to be built is probably going to be a county school as opposed to a Chapel Hill Carrboro City School.
For Cedar Ridge, what is the expansion going to entail?
Cedar Ridge, let me think about this a second. I want to say that it's part of the gym that was going to be expanded. But I think that along, every time we do expansions, we ask to make room for more students.
Mm-hmm.
So, if it's going to be a gym or if it's going to be anything else, when Colberth did the science wing, that was part of the deal there was that you can build the science wing, but you have to make additional space for more students. And it puts off us having to build another high school, especially out in the county.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a combination. It's just never one thing that they're doing. But that'll be happening, I guess that's next week, that groundbreaking,
next
right?
week, Thursday, right?
Yeah. I got a calendar
wait,
going. Do I have it?
I'm looking at a note that I've made for myself saying Thursday, August 12th, which is not a date that exists. That is August 12th is
a
Monday.
Yeah, that's not it.
Okay. Sometime next week.
Sometime next week, yeah. And I'm looking at mine now, too. Oh, there we go. The 15th.
15th. So yeah. Thursday the 15th. Okay, yeah, that makes much more sense.
There we go.
Great.
Yeah. So, then we could talk about it when I come over here.
There you go. Yeah. Speaking with Penny Ridge, orangecountync.gov is the county's website for more information on county government. Other things on your mind that people ought to think about?
Yeah, so the emails are coming in, of course, about the mass shootings. Mm-hmm. People want to know a little bit more about our safety and what we're doing. Mm-hmm. I know that there's a person that's running for council that's talking about, you know, a gun buyback, guns that have been on the street, that are on the street that are not legal. And we actually talked about this a couple of years ago with the sheriff. And you know, our towns are, you know, I'm not going to say that there's no illegal guns around, but we don't really have that problem. Mm-hmm. So it's expensive to run a gun buyback system, and then you have to melt the guns down, and you know, so it is.
Is that why it's expensive, or is it just like the paying of money?
It's everything. You have to pay them out, and then there's you have to register all the guns before you melt them down. Mm-hmm. And that has to happen with the sheriff's office. I don't think Chapel Hill Police could do that. Mm-hmm. So even though, you know, we want to wrap our arms around anything we can to help people stay safe, this might not be that project in this county that would be doing it. Because, or you know, I talked to the sheriff, and you certainly have him in here often, and he tells you that he could get more guns off the street by doing what he's doing right now, and you know, getting people when he needs to be getting them, when he's arresting people, and you know, getting those guns away from them. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, that I think that the past week or so, that's been, you know, certainly since the shootings, that's been a big concern. And then there's, you know, a concern about the kids are coming back to school at UNC, and mm-hmm. we have the year anniversary of Silent Sam. And so there's some talk about that, a little bit of chatter. I'm sure you're on top of that also. So we're just hoping everything is peaceful. We certainly don't mind protests, but we just want everybody to mind everybody else, you know, be respectful, you know. And speaking of protests, of course, we had the flagging up in Hillsborough this past weekend, which of course I've got some emails about that too. And you know, that's an ongoing issue. People think that just happened this past week, and it hasn't.
It's been going on for a while, right?
You know, and I don't mean to say this in a bad way, but you know, when you live in Chapel Hill and Carrboro, sometimes you don't realize what's going on in Hillsborough. Mm-hmm. You don't realize that people are walking around on a Saturday morning with Confederate flags. Mm. It is interfering with business.
You get that occasionally in downtown Chapel Hill as well.
Yeah, I mean, you do. I mean, you do see it, or you see a truck driving through Franklin Street with the Confederate flag on the back of it. But I think it's more so out in the county. It happens more so. So, you know, I spoke with Mayor Tom Stevens, mm-hmm. and, you know, he let me know what his police department is doing to help make sure that, again, everybody has a voice and has a First Amendment right to do what they want, but they can't interfere with people trying to have their Saturday. Mm-hmm. So it gets a little complicated then, you know, especially when there's some really good chocolate involved.
they're reopened today, right?
They had
to make all new chocolate.
They had to start all over.
Yeah. Speaking with Penny Rich. So getting back to gun violence, and I know the sheriff's office or the sheriff's department has a number of different ongoing initiatives just to promote safety on a regular basis, that being the job of the sheriff's office. So what are some of the initiatives that are kind of ongoing on the county level to protect public safety that people want to know about?
Yeah, you know, it's let's just talk a little bit about National Night Out last mm-hmm. night.
Oh, yeah.
That was a blast.
You were in Carrboro, right?
I was not. I tried to get to Carrboro.
Oh, okay.
I was actually up in the county, and you don't realize when you go up all the way up to the Cedar Grove Community Center that you're 45 minutes away from Carrboro. You're closer to Virginia than you are to Carrboro. Let's just put it that way. And I tried awfully hard, but I got into a basketball game with the deputies, and you know, once you start playing basketball,
you can't
get away.
Yeah.
But you know, that's the National Night Out is a good example of how we talk about safety. You know, you have young kids there, you have the older folks there, everybody's having a good time, but everything is displayed out there, right? Mm-hmm. So there you have what the sheriff has in his sort of, you know, game plan of how to keep people safe. And then there's EMS, so and the fire department, and you know, kids just love touching trucks, so it's kind of fun. But I think that, you know, the sheriff is, he does a really good job of getting out into the community. And I think that that probably happens in Chapel Hill and Carrboro and Hillsboro as well. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's the old-fashioned way of, like, you know, the, remember you used to have cops on the beat that used to walk around and know who was on the streets? That's really a big portion of safety that you just never realize. Like, if their presence is there, then it's, like, very helpful. So, you know, he's been working on that. He also makes sure that our deputies are always improving whatever they're doing. Mm-hmm. You know, so they he has them going for classes. He has class. He has leaders being brought in to give them lectures. We now have them all wearing the cameras, video cameras for stops. Mm-hmm. So that actually is part of safety, mm-hmm. even though people don't believe it when folks see themselves on the cameras. He's got the ones where you can actually see what you're doing. So if you're being a wise guy too, I was going to say something else too. I forgot it was on the radio.
I think you might actually be able to say that on the radio. I'm not sure.
But I'm really happy with some of the initiatives mm-hmm. that he's taken. And you know, school's back. Again, you know, mm-hmm. parents are really concerned. Out in the county, there's an SRO in every school, and whether people like that or not, we go back and forth on the county commissioners with debates on that, whether we want SROs because of the feeling of racial inequity when mm-hmm. it comes to that. But, you know, at the same time, the principals are asking for them. Mm-hmm. So Sheriff's Department has everyone out in the county there. And then I think down here we have just middle school and the high schools. I don't think the elementary schools have SROs on them. But, you know, you think about the everyday safety things that go on, that they're just happening and you don't even realize
that
they're
happening.
And it's
everyday safety things. Like, those are the important things, the stuff that you don't even notice, that don't get talked about or make the news or anything like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think we do a good job. I mean, that is the number one job of a county commissioner, is to make sure that everyone is safe. And mm-hmm. so, you know, that's, you know, besides being able to live here and afford to live here, being safe is the most important thing.
Yeah.
You know, but there, if someone wants to do something bad, I mean, it's going to be hard to stop them.
Yeah. Speaking with Penny Ridge, other things, we got to wrap up. Other things on your mind that
people
want to know
about? Yeah, just transportation is one big thing. I met with Congressman Price about 2 weeks ago, and we talked about, you know, what are we doing now that we don't have light rail? Mm-hmm. And as you know, Congressman Price was a huge supporter of light rail and very, very, and still very disappointed that it's not happening. So he just wants to know how we could reallocate some of that federal money and federal dollars to get it into a North Carolina system, which would be great. So we're working on that. MPO is working on their portion of it. Durham certainly wants to remain in the mix, and you know, they're building that Patterson Place up like it was actually still a light rail station.
Right.
So they want to keep it like that. So transportation is going to be big. We'll be, I think, another 6 months or so, we'll be coming up with some sort of decisions on that, or plans at least that we know we're going to spend some money. So.
OrangeCountyNC.gov for more information on county government. Penny Rich, as always, thank you so much.
Awesome, Aaron. See you later.